Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.
Joe, Talia and Georgia here as part of Sin's 20-year broadcast. We're some Sin alumni. We're oldies. They've let us back briefly. We will get out of the way very soon again for young people to resume usual broadcasting. But it's been a real treat to come back and, remember Sin's history. Remember what came before 2003 when Sin first started broadcasting with Simon Goodrich and Joe, who were a big part of that, and just to reflect with some of our friends from the Sin history books, board members, station managers, general managers, about what's really built the foundations of this amazing organisation that continues to thrive here in Melbourne's media scene. I feel like there's a few people around Sin that I wanted to acknowledge and thank too, because it wasn't just those of us directly involved. Would that be a nice thing to do? I mean, there's decision makers, political decision makers, whether they were those involved in and the regulator, the broadcast regulator who were involved in that decision, as we heard at the start of the show, to give the license. And but pollies who back Sin, either as local members or as people around Sin. There's even ex-Sinners who were on air and who are now in political spaces who are still advocating for us across party lines, I will say too. Yes. Obviously, Sin's non-partisan. That's amazing. And a real testament that they're still. We used to get pollies want to come in and announce stuff, and there was always an interesting,
Sticks with them. It sticks with them. I remember one particular minister who I would see after my Sin life regularly at events who would always remember, you interviewed me on Sin. I remember we talked about hot pants on Get Cereal on the breakfast show.
Yeah. And Panorama and other current affairs shows. Always proud of this and always still the case. They were often hard-hitting interviews.
Yeah.
They were up-and-coming journos.
Claudia Long.
Yeah. People who are now in the press galleries.
Matilda Morazzi.
Oh, so many. Nick Toscano. And just so many, too many to name. Mel Clark. Yeah. Crew who are on air. Dan Ziffer. On air on the ABC, SBS, commercial. Ben Lewis reporting from the fucking front lines in Ukraine of the war. Goodness me. But real hard-hitting stuff there. So that link with the political decision-makers was always a real treat. The youth sector, people around us supporting young people in other spaces, Foundation for Young Australians, a whole lot of other youth sector bods, YAC, lots of YAC acronyms, Freezer, as we talked about before, such a treat. To Signal, City of Melbourne.
Youthworks. Yeah, so many.
Yeah.
So many good people doing such great work, backing young people, and Sin was a beneficiary of that.
Academics and researchers. I mean, Ellie Rennie, if you're tuning in, huge shout out to you. People who looked at us, just kept track of what was going on and analysed and produced such great, robust research about what Sin's model was doing for young people and for the media landscape. Ellie literally wrote the book on Sin. As well as others, plenty others. Who am I missing, Joe?
Oh, I would say in the community broadcasting landscape, I would say that there's a lot of support that has come through mentoring. And this is going to be one of the things that I'll talk to Ruby about this week when we have coffee. The new Sin GM and I are getting together. And pretty much spoiler alert, I'm going to suggest, really, it's not even so much connecting in with the ex-Sin GMs, which is excellent advice, but connecting in with current other station managers in community broadcasting. Yeah. And that was something that the folks in the community broadcasting sector were so giving and welcoming and energised by us, as Bryce was saying earlier, that they're also mentors to me and remain to be friends with. Yeah, so that's been a really critical part. And similarly, the organisations that are peak bodies within that broader kind of ecosystem of community broadcasting are really important.
They sure are. Kath Letch, Adrian Basso, Dave Houchin.
Yep. Back in the day, Paul Turditch, who was the manager at Joy when I was manager, a big mentor for us, really took us under his wing because in a lot of ways we didn't really know what we were doing. So, he just gave us some moral support, really. Yeah.
Chris. And we have to thank, of course, the Community Broadcasting Foundation for funding Sin. And it's,
we can say that. I know
can say that because Joe is the CEO of the Community Broadcasting Foundation. I hope I'm allowed to say that on air. It's public knowledge. But Joe can't thank herself So we can thank.
We will thank
Joe and the CBF.
Ian came
and
before.
Ian, Stanner Street.
And all the, I mean, that's a process of the whole community around that whole organisation that has such an amazing funding model for us.
We are very lucky, the community broadcasting sector is very lucky to have its own funding body that cares so deeply about the work that it's doing and works so hard to make sure those funds continue to flow and you know, would not exist without it.
Yeah.
So
I coming in here and looking through my box of Sin memorabilia, obviously we're often working with sound and in the radio side, TV crew, much better with the visuals. But since like visual identity has always been really strong, and I just wanted to quickly acknowledge Jeremy Wartzman and Jason Hatcher and other designers who've come through, creatives who've just added that like really consistent and clear identity to this organisation.
Made us look good.
Made us look good, literally, the whole time.
Yeah.
Yes. So many people around Sin, in Sin, that I really, I'm grateful to for the little blip of time that I was involved and just built it up. That ensemble, not solo act metaphor that Bryce used was extremely apt.
An ensemble of a cast of thousands. Earlier in the show I did some maths of 5,000 people per year, 20 years. That's 100,000 people. That's, you know, too many to, I think, isn't it? Yeah, George is looking at me like,
I'm just slightly dodgy.
You know, close to, let's say it. Too many people, you know, to thank, but such an incredible contribution that every single person has made into the fabric of this great organisation.
And we wish Sin all the best for the next 20 years. Jake, again, thank you. Jake Stevens in the studio with us, who's put us to air, doing the panel, doing the tech, dealing with our there's new technologies that weren't around when I was around in the 2010s. So appreciate your help, Jake, and Ruby and Evrim and others who are steering the ship now. Kudos to you, and we hope you're loving it as much as we did. And again, we'll shut up now.
We'll be back in 2033, yeah. Maybe earlier if we do a like quarter century broadcast, 25 years.
Thanks for having us, Sin. We still love you.
Coming of age, celebrating 20 years of Sin.